The American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC, played a major role in drafting model legislation for both voter ID laws and the Castle Doctrine, or Stand Your Ground laws, that have been passed by Republican-controlled state legislatures in several states, including Wisconsin. Now, Democratic legislators are fighting back through organizations like the Progressive Change Campaign Committee and the Young Elected Officials Network. State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee says there's an important difference between ALEC and the groups trying to counter their influence.
The big difference is when we're coming up with legislation, it's peer-to-peer, where you're talking to, you know, eyeball to eyeball to another legislator or another local elected official about what works in their community. At no point is there a corporate interest who is weaseling their way into the room to say, hey, here's a piece of legislation, and by the way, we'll fly you out to Colorado to talk about this.
Last month, the legislature rejected a bill Larson introduced that would have prevented lawmakers from using state funds to attend ALEC meetings and imposed strict oversight on ALEC funds received by state legislators. This month, ALEC's executive director announced the group would no longer sponsor non-economic bills aimed at regulating elections or improving public safety. There have been lawsuits launched in several states, including Wisconsin, to repeal ALEC-sponsored voter ID laws and Castle Doctrine laws that prevent homeowners from facing prosecution if they kill or injure an intruder on their property. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.